if we look at this over the last, you know, 2 months or something, and it's like, man, like I'm having to stretch more than I've ever stretched before. I feel more tight. I feel more pain, you know, like all these things. That's whenever we look at the trends and we're like, okay, cool. Like, I know you're stretching. I know it feels good in the moment. However, like this could be something that is just like constantly re-aggravating your issue or your painful spot or something like that. So there is a lot of, you know, like in the moment, feel good type of things that happen. And, you know, like, I mean, I hate stretching, but I know like if I stretch, like it's going to relieve some pain. And so I think that that's one of the biggest things that people get from it.
Welcome to the future is female powerlifting. A show where women of all strengths can explore the world of female powerlifting. I'm your host, Heidi Donnell, a 60 kilo powerlifting gym owner. And each episode, we bring you an inspiring interview or message to help you unlock your true inner strength potential. Thanks for tuning in. Aloha, my beautiful friends, and welcome back. We are on episode 96, and we are so close to 100. And we are going to plan something very special for our 100. It's just taking a little longer for me to get there. You know, the holidays can be one of those things where you get sick, you get thrown off. And I never had the flu before, and I realized I'd never had the flu before because when I actually got the flu, I was like knocked out. It was crazy. But I'm really, really stoked here today to have Dr. Caitlin Wells again. We've had her on a few times, and it's been wonderful, wonderful to have her on because I feel like I can really pick her brain about many topics that I feel will benefit all of you who are listening here. And I think it's good that we hear a bunch of different opinions on things. And she joked about this earlier that she's like, dude, I'm going to get blacklisted from your podcast. Because today we're talking about a very controversial topic. And you would think that it wouldn't be controversial, but people are really attached to stretching. And I think that sometimes when we talk about things that might have been a certain way for a certain amount of time, people get mad about it. And I hope today you don't get mad about it, that you take this information, even if you love to stretch. So you can already see that I'm setting you up for maybe stretching might not be the most beneficial thing for you, or it might not necessarily be what you think is going on. So today you're going to find out a lot about that. And really, should we be stretching for powerlifting? And what are the things that you need to do if you are stretching? And of course, this episode is brought to you by my gym, Core Strength and Performance, where we live through strength. And if you're listening to this and you are looking for online training, you are looking to level up. I work with a lot of beginners to intermediate people. I have a few people who are elite athletes, we're international elite athletes. But I would say that my passion lies with working with a lot of people who are really starting off their journey or need to take that next level, and how can they take their training to the next level. And that's where I really love to work with people. So if you're interested and you need some help and you just want to sit and talk about it, hit me up. I'm at core256.com. You can read all about everything we offer and what we do. I have a gym. I like to train people out of my gym, but I do a ton of online training, which I love. And if something you guys want to do, starts with a conversation. And don't forget to visit Dr. Wells at Beyond Recovery, Beyond Recovery PT for now, but you can just type in Caitlin Wells and I'll have all her information in our show notes. And I want to thank her again for being on the show to help all of us learn a little bit more about how we can be better athletes. So let's get into it with Dr. Wells. So today I have Dr. Caitlin Wells with me again, and we have been talking about mobility and flexibility and pain, I think, with the last couple podcasts. So if you haven't heard about Dr. Wells, she has been with me for a few episodes. Very good, fun information. And I think a lot of people is eye-opening, right? Like, I think so many people reached out to you, definitely reached out to me talking about how the episodes have helped them realize that they can still train and not be in so much pain. And there's ways to work around these things and add it in your life. But today we're going to go off on a tangent. And Dr. Will said, I'm either going to be blacklisted from your podcast. And I said, no, you won't be blacklisted because there are a lot of meatheads on this podcast. And I feel like a lot of you will take the time to listen to what we're talking about and just know that we have best interests for all of you in place when we talk about these things here today. And we're going to talk a little bit about stretching. Should we be stretching? Is it good? Is it bad? And first of all, Dr. Wills, I wanted to talk about, let's talk about what the difference of flexibility versus mobility. And some of you might know these things already and, you know, it just might be a revamp for you. But I think it's important to know because I think growing up, always, those two were always together. Flexibility and mobility were like the same thing. You always used them together. It's, you know, it's like one of, they were never separated. So let's talk about flexibility versus mobility.
Yeah. So, for me, flexibility is like the length of your muscles, right? So like what's going on at the muscular layer or level where it's like, okay, cool. Like I can actually do like this hamstring stretch. If you have, quote, good flexibility, like you're supposed to be able to touch your toes. Like you're supposed to be able to do all these things. For me, I don't focus a lot on flexibility. I focus more on mobility. And mobility is more so like, hey, like we are going to take this joint through this like certain range of motion and have stability and control and all these things in that range so that, you know, like we are able to move a little bit better. For me, like mobility is king, and flexibility is kind of out in my opinion.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's just like a quick distinction of the two.
Yeah. I think like it's important to note that, you know, I think the big thing there is having control in those ranges of motions. Like, you know, I think people always think, oh, I can touch my toes, or you know, I work with ballet. We have a ballet mm-hmm. studio above us, so I work with dancers, and man, they can throw their leg all the way up. Very poor control at that end range, right?
Exactly.
So they have flexibility, and I'm using air quotes here, flexibility to get there, but poor control of that mobility, and that's why their hips, back, all these things are starting to happen. So I think mm-hmm. that's a good distinction as we talk about these things. And I think when we talk about stretching, we're thinking that we're going to be more flexible. So what do we think is happening with stretching versus what is actually happening? What does the data say? What does your experience say? So what would you say people think is happening when we do like a static stretch, like a hamstring stretch?
Yeah, I honestly think that a lot of times people think that when they are doing like a static stretch, that it's going to just suddenly make them move so much better.
Yeah.
It's going to allow them to, you know, either warm up, which I don't agree with. It's going to allow them to like hit their lifts a little bit better. Or it, like a lot of people turn to it for pain relief.
Yeah,
and totally. So I feel like those three things are kind of like the key as to like what most people think they're getting from stretching.
Yeah. So what is actually happening when you stretch, when you hold so what we say static stretch is pretty much you're holding a stretch. So, you know, what we grew up with was putting both hands on that left leg and leaning over and doing a hamstring stretch. Mm-hmm. We'll use that as an example, but that would be a static stretch. So what is actually happening when we do that?
Yeah. So when you do that, like, you know, the muscle fibers are lengthening. However, like you would have to do that day in and day out for X amount of time, like to actually get some kind of sustained result. Right. So like one, like you stretch, things kind of elongate a little bit. And then, you know, like once you stop stretching, you get on with your life, then things go back to where they were. Like very rarely do I find that stretching actually like produces the outcome that we're looking for. And, you know, we were talking before this, I think a lot of times it's, we're going to piss some people off. It's similar to when you get adjusted at the chiropractor's office, right? Like there is some like chemically induced, like feel good analgesia, which means like pain relief, like, but you get all these like dopamine, serotonin, like you get these rush of chemicals where it's like, oh wow, that feels so good.
Yeah.
For me, like if it feels good, like, okay, whatever, like, you know, but if we look at this over the last, you know, 2 months or something, and it's like, man, like I'm having to stretch more than I've ever stretched before. I feel more tight. I feel more pain, you know, like all these things. that's whenever we look at the trends and we're like, okay, cool. Like, I know you're stretching. I know it feels good in the moment. However, like, this could be something that is just like constantly re-aggravating your issue, or your painful spot or something like that. So, there is a lot of, you know, like in the moment, feel good type of things that happen. And you know, like, I mean, I hate stretching, but I know like if I stretch, like it's going to relieve some pain. And so I think that that's one of the biggest things that people get from it.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think you made a good point by saying inherently it feels good. So, you know, sure, you could definitely do it if it's making you feel good in that moment. But if you are not progressing or you find that your pain is increasing, but you're doing everything you can stretching wise, you know, like I'm stretching, then you need to keep that in mind, because that is a definite marker that I did not realize till too late. And we were talking off air. After I had Kaimana, I could not squat without hip pain. And this is my last kid. And so as I went up, you know, there's obviously, I was huge. So I was over 200. I mean, I gained like 70 pounds in my pregnancy. So you can imagine all of that in there was definitely not, you know, normal. So for 2 years, I was still having pain and couldn't load. I stayed off of squatting. You know, I did all that. But I was doing a hip flexor stretch every fucking day for I don't know how many times, because I thought, right, I have hip flexor pain when I squat in the middle of the squat, right? So I'm thinking it must be tight. Like, very, I just didn't understand really what was going on. And I didn't know what I didn't know. I kept doing a hip flexor stretch, and it wasn't until I saw something where they talked about like, hey, just because that's your pain site, obviously that, you know, it's not necessarily where the problem is, right? And it wasn't. But I didn't catch the signal early enough. I definitely kept doing it because I felt like this is, I've just got to work through the pain. So definitely know that like stretching isn't the end all be all. And if you are doing it and seeing worse symptoms or things aren't progressing, might be the worst thing you're doing for yourself. So what are the negative sides? And we kind of touched on it, but let's say that, like, you know, somebody is like, somebody's got some back pain and they keep stretching their hamstrings and they just keep doing it. So what are some of the negative sides of like excessively trying to work on flexible or stretching?
Yeah. For me, I actually think that it kind of weakens like the tissues a little bit, just because like you're constantly like trying to like stretch it and stress it and things like that. And, you know, like we talked about, I think, you know, if you've been stretching for a couple months and, you know, things feel tighter or things aren't feeling like they're getting better, or, you know, things are even worse, like pain wise, obviously that's kind of a negative side of that. For me though, like a lot of times, you know, like an area of your body that needs attention is going to scream. And it's going to be like, hey, like, beep, 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 this is going on, like, give me some attention. And a lot of times, like, our bodies doesn't, like, they don't know, like, what exactly it needs. It just knows that it needs something. And so a lot of times people are like, okay, like, it feels tight because it's just like, it either feels unstable. It's not getting the TLC. It's not getting loaded. It's not, you know, going through these things. And so then it's just like, well, I'm not sure what's going on, so I'm just gonna tense up. And so yeah, like things do feel tight, but then you like keep stretching it and that's not actually what it wanted at all, because now it feels a little bit like less stable, and you know, it's just like, you know, I don't really know what's going on. Totally. So then it tightens up even more. Whereas if you can do something to actually load that area, you know, going back to the hamstrings, if you can do like a hamstring curl, I would bet, and I don't want to say this as like a huge blanket statement, but like, I would bet that that is probably going to feel a little bit better, longer term than just like a single session of stretching.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And I'm trying to think of times where like I was stretching and stretching and stretching. And like, I was telling Dr. Wells, like, I haven't formally stretched in a long position like that in years. And I think that my flexibility in my hamstrings might have even improved, which is kind of crazy to me. But because my mobility has gotten better. I've done more mobility things over the years. So that has overall increased just my range of motion, which is really what we're looking for a lot of times, right? I mean, we want to be able to increase and control those ranges of motions. Okay, so should we or shouldn't we be stretching? Let's say this, like, when are the times that you've had people stretch? I would say that, like, you know, maybe when people are recovering from a surgery that has, I'm not sure. So like this, you can, you know, fill me in on this. Like if somebody was, broke their ankle, they're having surgery, they fixed it up, they're in PT. Is there a place for stretching in there?
Yes, I think, like, I think stretching could be beneficial there as well as mobility. Obviously, that's something that's going to have to be like under the supervision of like a PT or, you know, your doctor or something like that, because after surgery, like, that's a whole nother rabbit hole.
Right.
As for like the general lifter, like if, you know, if you feel tight and you're like, man, I just need to like do something, it's, for me, it's similar to the foam roller, right? Like, it's probably not going to do a lot long term. But if you need that quick little, okay, like I gotta do something just to kind of get some like feel good movement in there or some feel good, you know, like chemicals so that you can get on with your day. Like, okay, like whatever. Same is true. Like if you grew up stretching, you love stretching, you think your world's going to end if you don't freaking stretch in the morning. Like, okay, like by all means stretch. I was telling you, you know, like if Michael Phelps or some elite level athlete was like, hey, like, I really want to do this. Like, I think that this is going to help me win a gold medal. Like, by all means, freaking full send. Like, there is a psychological component where it's like, my day will not be complete unless I do this.
Totally.
And so like, if that's you, like it's, you know, it's totally fine. A lot of times, like in the rehab worlds, or like even in the business world, like you're supposed to like pick a stance and stick with it. But for me, like it truly depends. Like, you know, I think it's more of an individualized thing where it's like, can we like have a conversation and see what you actually want to get from this? And is it actually serving that? And if not, then let's find a different alternative.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I was saying that my lifter, I have one lifter in particular who grew up a gymnast and, you know, cheer and did all these things and moved away from a lot of the stretching she used to do and felt like so bad about it. And once she, you know, brought it back in, and I'm telling you some real like, you know, flexible shit here, felt great, you know, and she's an international elite lifter. If she feels better doing that shit, I'm going to let her do it. You know, is it problematic for her lifts? It hasn't been yet. So if we see that being a problem with her performance, then of course that'd be something I would voice a concern. But she seems to be fine with it. And I think that there's a lot to be said of the psychological aspect of not only stretching, like how that makes you feel, right, with these things that are happening, but also flexibility can increase with certain things that your brain does, right? When we talk about like parasympathetic, I mean, just even I have been put into much more flexible ranges of motion just from taking two deep breaths. Like, come on, like that is so crazy to even think.
Right.
Like, and it's hard. I think that's more of a rabbit hole that we, you know, could dive on another day. But there is a lot of our brain tied into our body. And I think that as long as we're aware of those kind of things and being knowledgeable of like what's actually happening versus what we think is happening, then you can make a better decision. Like, should I, do I even need to incorporate that? You know? And I tell you right now, I've cut out almost all of my static stretching. I'll do a lot of mobility stuff. You know, I do a lot of different mobility. I do the hanging. I do things like that, that are probably physically actually putting me into weird spaces. I feel great. I have, I felt very much like I had to stretch almost my whole lifting career. Like I had to put that in at the end. I had to do these things. But you know, now I took that out and I feel just fine. I do try to do some sort of cool down, you know, so I am doing something at the end of my workout to help tip my body into a more parasympathetic state, which is, you know, contrary to the sympathetic, which we're doing in training. Training is all like, so now you kind of want to put, you know, and then we want to put our body into a parasympathetic, right? Because then we're probably going to go right back to work where it's going to be up and sympathetic, right? So we want to be able to have the body go through these states. And, you know, if stretching helps you get there, okay, you know, that's fine. But there are other ways and other things you can do. So would you say that mobility would be the better suggestion, mobility things, in generally speaking, would be what you would have people do instead of static stretching?
Yeah. More often than not, it's obviously not, again, it's not a blanket statement because, you know, like some people come to me and they just have like obnoxious amounts of range of motion. And really, like, they don't need to be stretched. They don't need extra, they don't need like the quote unquote mobility. Like, they need to get stronger in that position.
Totally.
And so for me, you know, like it really does depend, case to case, like person to person. But, yeah, like I think, you know, doing mobility things, I think is beneficial. It's just a matter of like when to implement them and like knowing what exactly to implement for you and like for your particular like joint or your body position or, you know, like, and totally. Things like that. So
good. It's a good answer. You didn't give a blanket statement. Which, you know, everybody wants, right? Tell me what to do. But it's like,
I know.
It depends.
It really, and you know, like I actually get frustrated with myself because I say that all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, it really does depend. And like, I wish that I could just like give you a better answer. But like, as a general whole, like unless I'm talking to somebody specific, like I don't really know like what's going on in your body. Like maybe mobility or maybe stretching is going to make it worse. And so it really does just kind of depend, but you know, there are things that I like to do. There are commonalities where it's like, hey, if I'm having like pinching in the hip, like, you know, what can I do? You know, like I have kind of my go-to, mobility exercises for that.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody, you know, is a Olympic weightlifter, you know, like they're overhead a lot. So,
yeah.
You know, really opening up that T-spine, that's going to be important. If somebody's having problems with squat and they can't like get that bar down on their back, and their shoulder like ends up checking out, you know, like let's work on T-spine. So like, it really does depend, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I begrudgingly say that, but yeah.
Well, I think that's important. Everything is individualized. If we want real progress, having something that's general statement won't always work. And it's good to kind of trial things on yourself and keep those things in mind. Like if you are mobile, really mobile, like this is my mother loves to like, look at how I can stretch. Like, mom, that's not your problem. You need strength. Like you have mobility. Mm-hmm. So she tends to like, you know, and I get it. You want to do the things that you're kind of good at, but is that really going to help you? No, right. The strengthening is going to be what you need because you already have tons of mobility.
Yeah,
that's great. Great. I love hearing all this. And of course, Dr. Wells always has some great information about mobility and thinking about, a little bit more about yourself, like what sort of pains and things you might have that it might be inhibiting your performance. She has great content. You definitely got to check her out. Beyond Recovery Performance. Is it all Beyond Recovery PT, right? Did I just fuck that up?
Beyond a little bit, but it's fine. It's Beyond Dot Recovery Physical Therapy.
Oh, see.
It up. For now.
Oh, I like it. Okay.
Leave a little cliffhanger.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I dig it. Well, Dr. Wells, thank you for joining me today. And you'll be with us again next month. So stay tuned, everybody. We're going to have Dr. Wells every month. And we're going to talk about different subjects when it comes to performance and PT recovery, all these kind of things. We're going to dive in deeper with more subjects. So stay tuned for next week.
Heck yeah. Thanks for having me on.